ngemzuzu lishayile ihora leshagalolunye umsakazi Jozi 105.8 FM uhlelikene nontsikelelo ungakamthetha isibongo inkosazana yagogo Tongwane angihambukedwa ke ngihamba nogogo la umphoko badim gogo sawubona thokoza
thokozani njani gogo
siyaphila ninjani
what a pleasure finally
you're here
I'm so happy
we are so happy to have you anginginikeza ithuba lokuthi ubingelele umndeni weJozi FM
ngibingelele lapha ekhaya nonke lonokhuluma yumpho wabadimu ngibingelele nonke enhleli enlalele lolu hlelo nifike kahle nje nizofudumala namhlanje I hope angilekanga shame kuma voting station but silana sizojabula today
all right gogo asiqalela ekutheni ekhaya mawuzalwa ekhaya kwathiwa umpho yaqhubeka yathini
So mangizalwe ekhaya ngizalwa ngiuDimpho Michelle Mfundla. I am the only daughter ekhaya sibabili mina nobhutwami so igama lam basically mawahlangene uma uwachaza in English is the gift of the gods.
All right.
So that's when igama leli umphobadim was born because ngangafuni kakhulu ukubizwa ngegama lam ledluzu uma ngihamba emgwaqweni. So I felt this was appropriate. So mawungibiza ngomphobadim it's basically my name in collective.
In collective.
Yeah.
Sizobuyela sifuna ukulizwa kuleli gama nedlozi ukuthi lona liubani but we want to find out umpho as a child umpho bomntana njani
umpho as a child bega umntana o quiet ne I was very quiet I was in my space but you could tell that I was a different child because of the way ngangakhona I was bullied a lot esikolweni ke
because of
Nganginibala la ebusweni that you couldn't explain much.
Okay, and like a birthmark.
But lelo kwakuyibala ledlozi because it was not even a birthmark.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a map, like it looked like a map of Africa. So I was bullied a lot and growing up, ngangisengithomboyish, you know, didn't care much because I was bullied a lot. But later on to only find ukuthi I'm always the odd one out, but I'm trying to always to fit in, you know. And I always felt misunderstood by especially friends. So esikoleni nje ngangiloyo mntwana loyo ukhona uhlakaniphile yena kodwa
kind of off
man engabalansi kahle and it was only in my high school years when ekhaya bangifaka in a private Christian school.
Okay.
And when I got into that school, I then gave my life to Christ. But I did not know that I was about to awake other parts of myself. I was yo ngakula gogo esikoleni because kwakunesikhathi sokuthandaza sokusonda and all of that.
Was it a boarding school?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It was a normal schooling, but it was something yaying. So ngangenza umsebenzi wenkosi ministering the word. Ngibona ukuthi when I was preaching there
abantu kukhona umehluko
you know what?
Yeah.
And I even took it way outside of the school and I said this is my life. Let me just focus on this, but I did not know what was happening to me at the time. So around those ages I was around like about 16 years and then by the time ke manje sengifile ukuthi something's wrong the dream started.
Okay.
And umama popo aqala kimi ke because ngangisakholiwe kakhulu that time I raba kashanda.
Ubusho kahle ukuthi not with me.
Not on my Jesus's watch. And I would actually pray. I prayed harder. I would cast my demons out. I would tell my demons that you are not coming to me. Not me.
I'm
the chosen one.
Yes.
Why ningenza so? And when I would go home, ngibachazele the situation that was happening, they actually acknowledged ukuthi kwakukhona ugogo. Because I would describe the ugogo because ngangiseng thika this esikolweni even at church my attendance was no longer because I went from just ministering the word to now sengu umuntu ke namanje who's a minister in church ngiyacula I am that person and it became such a lot of things ukuthi manje even at church nezinto engiyibonayo but now masengitheka seka kanje ekhaya ngiyabachazela ngithi no ugogo lona engimbonayo ukanjena isimo sakhe uyafika angene kimi engihluthule and emangivuka ngiphaphama kanje ngiyabanda and ongibheka isikhathi what is going on because a little demonal mama
and how was that experience for you and how was that for you emotionally because now you are a Christian we are server we are preacher wenza in
amen
and then mothuthu yalala nasisalukazi and you do, and I'm thinking at that point you don't understand because awuyazi lento akekho umuntu oke wakuchazela before ukuthi actually kuleli ikhaya kunomuntu okanje kanje kanje and wena at that time uyam recognize lawo gogo ukuthi uba yena lo ngivakashelayo
gogo I did not know ugogo ukuthi unjani but ngathi mengifika ekhaya I remember umama wangithatha wangisa kuma wakhe and they were explaining the story ukuthi uDimpho nangu uyenza kanje x y and z my mom's mother was angry wathi hi 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 yabona mama inkomo wathi unjani lo gogo mphuphayo So mangithi ngibheka ebondeni ubibekile ithombe
la
ngavele ngaya street
lesina
Yeah. Azange babuze gogo baphakama kwathathwa amabhayi kwayiwe emva kwendlu bayophahla
so they knew
lalela isizathu was because they did not experience ubungoma babu understand ekhaya ugogo wayo umuntu ophethe kakhulu ngokwedluze and after ukushona kwakhe they vowed ukuthi anyike kube
ayisaqhubeki lento la ekhaya
ugogo wayo umuntu ke oyinjoyelayo life ozenzani but at the time they did not understand that within our gifts and our callings we go through mental health problems and ugogo I believe was suffering through that and her only antidote for that was alcohol so bona babebheke lokho bathi uzoba isidakwa and uzoba njani uzoba njani so anye kube isangoma
without the understanding yokuthi kule journey yokuba spiritually gifted kufika isikhathi la uba depressed kufika isikhathi la you do not even understand ukuthi kwenzakalani ngawe so ugogo wasebenzisa utshwala ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi ayicindezele lento
waye nama business ugogo wakhe ugogo wayebenza futhi utshwala wayezenzela i hot stuff esebenza nasebukhosini
kushuthi lento business when we thatha ugogo
lalelasithandwa it runs in the blood
I can tell
so it you know when you reiterating that you just made you know I've just overwhelmed with emotion because it is true when they say we walk through our ancestors' footprints and that is a deep sentiment because after iphehlo I think that those are one of the things I struggled with depression and alcohol I ugogo wathwasa waye maphehlweni amabili and we don't know what happened to her and that's what also happened to me ngaye maphehlweni amabili the abuse that happened there mangbuya there was no way I could speak about what happened because kuthiwa what happens in Rome
It stays there.
It stays in Rome.
I say kolomi izinto zalaphaya because they are sacred.
Gogo.
Yeah.
Gogo. And ngangisengilimele kakhulu. So going back ke abogogo bathatha amabhayi bayophahla bathi bamtshela directly umntwana
ngoba bayamazi lo muntu abakhuluma naye
phela bona. Ukhali akadlali. Bamtshela ukuthi yazini siyakubuzwa ufikile X Y and Z but not now. Lo muntu usasemncane 16 wena so ufuna ukumthatha uyomgidisa not now. So nami ngangimncane I didn't take much account to that then X Y and Z life happened azangisanaka let's leave it at that whatever and then life went on leading up to ekhaya izangoma sibaningi ke esinedluzi
then
basically uanti ka mamam ingane yakhe yayithwasa so simenyiwe emgidini lapho ngifike nami emgidini kuyagidwa kagidwa ngisathi kuhlelwi lapho not knowing that is knowing that is knowing asekimi umuntu esendlozini afika ngishaye ngeshoba mamam akwazi why unhlanhla shaye uDimpho ngeshoba and then but smoke ngishaye ngeshoba because kwakuvula inkundla around that time ngaphakama ngayogida but knowing me ngaze lapho kuphi
That's what I want to find out ukuthi uma susukuma uyogida uyayazi lento yenzayo
lalela ngihlambe ngangithweka ngangitshela ukuthi khona into engayifila kimi but I remember us leaving that day wathi kimi umama ngithengele ilabeli thizeni angithengele ini angithengele ini, but I could see my mom was not happy.
Yeah.
Wathi mama mina ngeke ngibe nomntana oyisango.
And when, how are you feeling at that time?
I mean, confused.
after ukushawa ngeshoba uyogida, obviously at that time awukho engqondweni yakho.
Lalela.
When usubuye engqondweni yakho, what is happening to you at that time?
Mina ngiyibonele nje izangoma kuyabhodlwa, bahamba ngeenyawo, ngathi you know what, ngiyababona kodwa this is not the type of life I want for myself. I think I want nice things. I don't see myself walking barefoot bheka bayabhodla. But I was like, okay, I dance, maybe it was just me enjoying the beat of the drum.
Maybe drum evoke something nje kumuntu.
The drum, and maybe I was just accommodating them, just trying to show them that we in Bumba,
and I came for support.
Lalela, support, we family, so you're not alone in this. I go. I did not know that day I literally had an account no Kobela wam, because njengoba
so Kobela was there.
Ugobela uyena lo wangishaya ngeshoba.
What?
I swear to you, because ngaqala kwelinye iphetho, but I ended up sengigcina kuwe njengoba sizalwa sonke, but because of indlela ngayihamba yedlozi, ngagcina sengiphothula into zami zedlozi kuye yena lo nonhlanhla uManyathi.
Uyomphelezela that time, uyo support. Yes.
Ebuya. So only find out ukuthi ngize kanje ngizobona umzali wami, and in a few years that is going to be me, because la waye gidela khona ngacedela ngagidela
ugedela khona now. So all right, and then from that experience,
yeah,
ayaqhubeka amaphupho lapho ku
gogo. It was now it was a lot. Lalela ngithi bakhohliwe ngisele mina nabini mhlophe ngiyaceda isikolo ngiyamatriculate kwamnandi. But amalanga
lawangore
nini ngwafold them. I moved to Pretoria. I go to study because I passed very well with a qualifying for a bachelor, so I was now studying education into math and geography. Hayibo yimi loya first year ngiyafika, I've arrived, it is me.
Lalela
bakhohliwe ekhaya, ngahamba phela kwa i-truck yafika kwathwala izinto zami, that was it. Bakhohliwe ukuthi hey, this is the child of the world.
Yes.
I left gogo. I carried on with life. Hey, first year hayi ngabona kunobhicehicinyana, but we keep it, maybe it's varsity.
Yeah. Se adapt.
Second year hayi zakhala gogo.
Then what's happening?
Lalela. Manje ke bese ngiuhlanya lolo hlanyayo. Ithe makwenzeka maqala loyo nyaka loyo, it was 2016. Ngirathi 2016 ne? Yeah, ngithwase 2016 because I took a gap year. 2013 was my first year. 2014 kulokho ko 2016. Am I mistaken? Yeah, sengigogile. Okay, all right. So I remember that year makuqala loyo nyaka loyo, kwaku 2016. Yeah, kwaku 2016. Bengangenzi third year, I'm not my second year. I second year mna ngiyenzele kanzima, but masemele ngenzi third year kwase kunzima, because I remember going to write my exams for my final for my second year.
Yeah.
I was now a little bit in the exam room ngangena sinikezwa amaphepha kuthiwa now iphepha liyaqala u 9 o'clock. Hayibo yimina lo 5 minutes after 9, when I look at the exam script, the words have flew off the paper. Literally, I'm looking at blank papers. Then mase kuzoshaya isikhathi ukuthi paper selizophela, maybe kusele 10 minutes. Uma ngibuka paper lam, no amagama kuyini. I would be like, am I high? What is happening? Yeah. And I would be so scared to ask, because you know, varsity setting, not everyone is your friend.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I would find me scribbling. So that last semester of my second year, hayi shem kwakugowa angibatshele ekhaya, hayi nokuba third year ngiyabuyela ngithi no, I'm gonna stop some of those supplements engenzanga kahle kuzo, so then etc. Ayi, but third year gogo, it was not going well. I was starting to hear voices. Now ama voice lawo engiwezwayo, ngiweza ngingedwa nginabantu. I was now starting to feel invisible, because ngangihlala ngedwa, but mangisesikoleni I would feel invisible, good people are not seeing me. Ngangisengidinekelwa nabangani, ngangise manje ngizwa igubu. Imagine ohlale eflatini
imake the time uqala ukuza ama voices. The time uqala ukuza ama voices, do you have that feeling yokuthi angibuzo omunye umuntu ukuthi uyayizwa lento engiyizwayo
gogo lalela into ngangiyenza I think it was the losy instinct inside of me because whenever I would hear voices nganginhlezi nginempepho
okay.
so ngishisa leyo mpepho but hayi gogo ngase futhi I used to think mhlawumbe I'm depressed maybe I'm going through something because you know you can't go to your black home and say you are seeing things that's what ivele so I would ngilight impepho but I would hear kuthi even through leyo mpepho leyo
the voice yeah.
can you imagine do you see this funny mic leba etrenda manje on social media
yes, that
you see how loud you see how loud it is
that's
how the voices would be uzumkhulu athi and uyakhuluma awumuzwa uyathetha ninini ugogo ninini uza abantu bahleli sengathi manje like manje angisazi
ingqondo siyahamba ke manje
gogo then my sight was slowly going away Hi, but I was fighting Giti, not on my watch. Whatever is happening is oyenzeka. I remember I was talking to Yena, Ugogo, Longu, Castella, and a few other people. By explaining, good to know, this is what I'm feeling. Hey, Yena, she just gave me one word. What is time? What time for what?
Time
what
for
is
in.
Time? What time
for
is
in.
Time? I was like, not now.
Yeah.
Hey. I was avoiding until ke nasekhaya izinto kanti ziyabhedda ngithule kanje mina kanti nabo banomgubo wabo izinto zenzeka
and they are not telling you the same way now
they are telling me but it's coming as if what is happening
why
kwabantu you know the whole process of ukuthwasa usuke mabathi usukuyofa uyothatha ubuwena ubukhosi bakho It's no different than ekhaya uma umuntu ezoshona. You go through a rough period.
That's
what was happening to my family. My brother got in a bad car accident. He did not azangalimali. Kwashona abantu lapho, but waphuma nje nescratch la. Imoto yakhe people could not believe. Hayi, that day I remember I rushed home. Angibatshela ukuthi nami kyanyiwa la ngkhona. Sambe nobhutwami siyo concert aye kanti ubani lo siloyayo. When we get there, loyo baba athi wena mina uhamba uyothwasa uyenza lezi zinto
ezenzakala ekhaya.
I'm not on my watch.
But now when you hear those words gogo zokuthi kahle kahle all the bad luck nezinto ezimoshakalayo la ekhaya. Wena uzosilungisa. How did that make you feel?
I was very angry because what a huge responsibility.
I mean, why didn't I tell you about that?
I'm 22, 23. I want to go enjoy my youth. And here you are telling me that my youth is somewhere in someone's number. And I don't even know. Ekhaya's partly. Ekhaya, mabathi benza umsebenzi, it's loyo nalo.
So if Ekhaya's partly, what made you ukuthi uhambe uyothenga impepho?
Angithi phela banginikeza mina le labhayi le lana since le la kwathi ngithengwe so mina ngake ngichuba ngazo because ngangibona ukuthi this is and every now and then ngangiphupha ngibhabha ngenza ngilifakile I was like okay maybe this is what I need to have there was a part of me was like be it okay this is you but maybe not good to isangoma maybe there's just
kodwa nje khona into efanele ngiyilungise
bese siyaqeda when life happens because I would remember even in varsity ngangisengithi noma ngihleli nabangani bami mase si relax kakhulu bakhiphela amabhayi wami babonise ngithi guys there's a journey they say awaits me do you know the meaning of these things and they would be like oh my gosh boy like it would be so funny but at the time I did not understand what was happening
and I must say one it's not funny anymore
it's not funny
ngoba nalikhehla liyakhuluma
it's not funny so I went from saying guys there's something to saying guys I'm going I would reiterate, guys, I'm going. I was procrastinate. After Lapo, I lost my sight. And that was the beginning of an ending.
All right. Can we talk about you losing your sight? When and how did it happen?
So, njengoba ngichaza ngithi, it was a gradual thing that was happening. Masekumele ngihambe kwakusekubhedi gogo because... my mom was concerned ukuthi how am I going to survive in Pretoria because yena wayechaza ukuthi nami njengoba ngihlela endlini there are weird things happening sometimes when I'm praying I wake up and my eyes are closed because I would always say my mom feels me spiritually so I would tell her no that's the same thing that is actually happening to me so masengi sengibuyiswa ngilethe ekhaya was because ngangiseng fana nomuntu who's partially blind you know bengasaboni but now me now sitting at home sengasayenzi logo sekumele ngikwenze was now a point ukuthi no you know I need to go so I could see something was changing. Ngikhazela umama ngithi, you know, this is what's happening. I don't know if maybe because ngangumntana ufaka ama specs mangkhula, but I thought maybe that's the eye thing, but yeah. it wasn't just a rosy thing.
Yeah.
So gogo isayithi iqale sengibona, you know, when you see just white blur, you know that's what I would see. That's what I would see ingathi amehlo akho ani nkunga nesmoke. That's what I would see. I would get concerned, frustrated on my behalf ukuthi is this how am I going to be forever. So kwafika ilanga lokuthi mele manje ngihambe ngiyothwasa ngine phehlweni into ezinjalo. Trust me, ukusuka eDaveyton ukuya ephehlweni, I do not have a clear recollection of what happened, because where's ugobela wami, and there was a ceremony performed a week before that. And after lapho lelo langa lelo ngangena ephehlweni, because a week leading up to that I was just in a daze. I was like having more like an out of body experience. But ngiyakhumbula mase ngifika lapha ephehlweni ngezwa abantu babekhwaza, you know, bakhwaza idlozi, because that when I got the imvula yana ngasathelwa imvula ngafakwa lapho. Kwathe mangiceda ukushayela isigubhu, I started to see just like I'm seeing you right now.
Waba right.
Eh, mase ngiyibheka, I'm wearing my red skirt.
But enye nenye yenzeke before that awuyazi, awuyikhumbuli. So awukhumbuli nje ukukhushulelwa ukuthi
kwenzeka. Ngizofundisa ubani? Because what was scary the most, umamami ngangivuka idlozi kakhulu ekhaya. Umamami phela akazazi. Naye beke ngishiya endlini aphuma abaleka afuna ukubiza umakhelwane ukuthi, and then what, because idlozi laseliphakame kakhulu likhaza ukuthi fuze ehambile lomuntu wayeselana lomuntu
asimfuni lalo.
So mangi mase hlehlile idlozi, ngithola umama uyakhala mina, hey mina ngifunile impilo lena, hey nini ngizophapha makhona yena nobutami. So but it was when I was like to them, you know what, I'm ready for whatever this means, because angazi nami what is happening, but for us good sonke sibe right, then let us do this.
So vela uyikhumbula ukuthi wafika kanjani eDaveyton? But the first day
from Daveyton,
yeah, from Daveyton, yeah. Yes. Yeah. First day yakhe phehlweni, how was it?
Yo, the worst.
Very the worst.
The worst, because lalelan, you know, tatanu Beyonce nimfake in the middle of nowhere, because langa ngkona
where was it?
Hey, ngangwenye nje kweminye imithondolo laphayana. Snake taku. It was not giving. It was a lot.
Who took you there? Spell it up. Who took you there and why?
Okay, so uputi lona wayengithwasisa ngambona emaphupheni.
Okay.
So mina mangichazela ugobela, nginabo gobela ababili.
Okay.
Njengoba chazela.
Yes.
Mangichazela ugobela lo engisho ukuthi owesifazane wa confirm wathi cha lo muntu ngiyamazi mina, because ingane umuntu enginayo enke ingamkhulisa edlozi. So it means ukuthi you are not far from home. Ubona into enjani? Ngamchazela wathi no, it's a confirmation of that. So I send this ceremony so that you are welcomed into that setting or whatever the case might be. So now me unknowingly, I'm preparing myself to go to that person, because where's prior to me being full sick ezolungisa ekhaya, athi no, that's the procedure, and so I was expecting to go ngangazi uhlalaphi or endaweni enjani, but I got there. But hey, the treatment when you are not at home is
but a color at that time.
Cock, it was not what I expected. They warned me.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting come this side, dance, go to sleep, wake up. Hey, Coco, it was not easy.
So wafita in, because I'm sure in your mind you had le routine yokuthi probably siyavuka ngo 3 shaye kobongo kushawe isigubhu kwenza walani siba busy sihamba siyogeza sabuya siyaphumula kancane, and then sobuya siliphakamise futhi intambama. So what was happening at wena la ubukhona?
Hey, gogo. So sasi iyenza izinto zobungoma, but unfortunately ngangena ephehlweni whereby ngangena endaweni la umuntu wasuke ubona a partner, potential partner.
Yeah.
So it was not like what the other amatwasas were experiencing.
All right.
And also there was a certain level of abuse. That's why ngisho ngithi to abogobela, there's a very thin line to ukthwasisa and physically abusing people in the name of ubungoma.
Yeah.
Because I believe what I was going through lapayana, I don't like revisiting it a lot, but I'm past that. But it was more of abuse than anything.
Mm.
And it was a lot of dark things because it even got to a point of umuntu wanting to sexually have sexual contact with you. You are being given concussions to be unconscious. Ukuthi ungazi what is happening to you.
And I've heard of such things. Ukuthi umuntu angakufakela ngisho kwigobongo lakho.
Gogo, why is biza?
Uthi umuntu uyaliphuza vele igobongo wena uzitshela ukuthi
igobongo is nothing.
Yeah.
There was a day where we were put in this room, I think a room last sasilala khona. The room was covered ngamalabhi amnyama and ney'ngubo ezimnyama. Kwathiwa no leyo langa lelo ngifuna ukunifaka certain umuthi and nizokwazi ukuthi manisebenza abantu. We're given lezo zinto lezo, sabhengiswa lezo zinto lezo, sathelwa namanzi emakhaleni and then jikijiki siyacatshwa. And then so while that whole process was going on, you could just feel your body not.
Go to eye, man.
We were not in good. You understand? We were behaving like animals of the wild. I was barking like a dog.
What?
Abanye abogogo labe ngibebe khala njengengane, omunye gibela phezulu ingathi imfene. Sonke senza lezi zinto
lezi. Isn't that weird?
Nobody's helping anybody because we can't help each other. You could hear the family. Hey, Futi has.
I'm sorry.
I've forgotten about these things.
I'm sorry.
So you could hear the family that they would be outside. Miss Lega would. Uzban is acting like this, and Uzban is acting like this. So. You know this thing inside of you that is fighting to say, I need to be conscious of what is happening.
Yeah.
You couldn't even control your body, Gog. So, when this thing was starting to wear off, we were all like, singatis pass out because I remember ngang mong was amina. Abanyabo Gogo, they were just passing out. And now, I also could feel that I'm unconscious. But all I felt is the door opening and you could see the light coming in and he was walking into the room. Wafika sonking at us check out, are we still conscious? Are we still awake?
Yeah.
And then anything after that, I don't remember because we are all given something to drink. So those are some of the things that like happened, like that I did not necessarily know what was happening. And I remember when Ugobelam would come as ongbona because you know uzenganini yakhetha sesinganyaki, he would always be in the room to make sure that I don't talk about what they are doing to us, you know. This is just the tip of the things that were happening. But kwakubhlungu because I couldn't even tell my family members zongivakashela. Sesihlezi singcolile, siklina, siwasha, sipheka. Makuzoza ama family wethu bathi sigeze. Sibe basitshintshisa impahla lezi sisigcokile. Ekhaya nabo babanikeza izinto, but I could tell by his conversation because he would call me into his room engegcokanga. Engibuze ukuthi how would I feel if I were to hear that my family dreamt of him and me getting married.
What?
I ended up telling my family, Guti, you need to stop coming to visit me because I don't know what this guy is doing. Just wait for me to come back home.
Yeah.
But it was becoming too much. At the time, you begin to question yourself, question your ancestors, question what the hell are you doing there? Is this what ubungoma is?
So bening landa eskole ning landela lempilo.
I was angry for the longest time. And I felt that why are you putting me through this? This person is supposed to be helping us, but this is what he's doing. And from the recollection of izinto ngangizizwa, even abantu bebethwase lapho before mina, they would get raped, they would termination lapha ephehlweni. So it would be a normal thing efihlwayo engakhulunywa. So I was like, this is not going to happen to me. There has to be a way where we're going to escape lana. Sihambe nalogogo wayeseyisela because lo munye sasithwasana naye, she managed to leave and escape waphuma ngathi emsebenzini and never came back. Mina I had nowhere to go. I'm far from home at Daveton Gugu, ngise Snake Park. So I ended up telling my mom, gang 24 ngeke omunye wahlala lapho. I would go to the outside toilet because baby simamela ngoba sise toilet. But what are you saying to your family?
Okay.
So I would speak to my mom in English, ngimtshele ngithi this is what is happening. Uza umuntu seke khwaza. Alikho thwasa likhuluma English lana. Hey gogo, but I would try and tell my mom that, you know what, this is what's happening to me. Please come help me. Or thumela at least unhlandla azongikhipha la.
Yeah.
It was on ngilanga laba yi-1 gogo lelo langa lelo ngangicala nami ukuvuka edlozi ngendlela ngangivuke ngayo, but ngathi mangihlehla ngathola sekukhona ugobela wami ezile ezosithatha bathi sixoxe yonke into engiyethu. And we left, and that's how I went to iphehlo 2. But when I got to iphehlo 2, I was just, I want to get this over and done with and go home, because I mean I've had it.
I want to embrace this journey. So now usuki mode yokuthi let's get this over and done.
And the drama didn't stop there. He did try to come and rest and steal us again. And esifikela ngobusuku. And I remember ngangivuka, sometimes ngivuke I'm bleeding underneath, so ukuthi ngiphuphe mhlambe ngileli naye. So that's when ugobela would help me, because wangisiza mangifika lapha kwa find out ukuthi lo muntu wayesifakilwane, wayesenza XYZ. So it was a process gogo whereby
Tina. So now ugobela lathu kusafanele aqale akhiphe zonke lezi zinto ezingcolile before azokhona ukuthi anisebenzisa or asebenze ngani.
And wasiza shem kakhulu, because I saw the difference in that. And ngadla intwaso yami in July, and I went home, and that's when I was like, you never, anything that has to do nobusangoma, this is where I draw the line. And Mangbuya ekhaya, I was like, that is it. Even now gobela too, just give me space to breathe. I was like, let me breathe a bit. I've had it. And that's when I think my battle with depression and alcohol started. And I did not know how to tell my family. Bebabona nje mina ukuthi so isangoma so buza kakhulu. Hey mama,
sifuza ugogo wakho.
And not necessarily understanding that there are things that happen to us that we can't talk about. But it was when I was like, let me break this mold and talk about what happened. It's only they got the picture. And that's when I started doing my teachings online, like my YouTube channel, and sharing about my journey. And I realized ukuthi my journey happened so I could be a better healer, so I could help other kids abafana nami, because we go through these things as kumumi. And abantu bebesaba ukuba vocal ngalesikhathi mina ngiqala, but I opened a lot of doors for people that were quiet. They would come to me and be like, gogo, this also happened to me. Gogo, I was raped. Gogo, this and this. And I just created a big awareness, and that's when life changed for me. I started embracing my journey, because in Dumbia mina ngayikhiya for a full year angry at my ancestors, because I was like, you can't do this to me. So, but it is looking back now that when I say we rewrite the journey and we walk in our ancestors' footsteps. I had to walk where Ilozi Lami walked. I might have overcome and survived. I don't know what she went through, but now I know better. And ukuthwasa kumnandanga gogo, but we should not be put in positions that make us question our gifts. Mawuyothwasa usuke kuyothwasa inyama idlozi dala la thwasa gogo lisuke likhambisa indlela uzokwazi ukuthi ukhulu uqeqesheke. So if you're being mistreated, uyathuka kukhulunywa ngathi isilane sasidla nenja ngaphandle thina sibekele ukudla kwethu phambi kwenja sidla phambi kwenja udle ngathi uyinja, you're not supposed to use your hands. So those are the things you question. What does this do for my spirituality? Am I gonna use this? Does it apply
endumbeni?
And for a long time, it took me a while. Ukuthi ngamkele abantwana abedlozi, because I was broken spiritually. But it is when I forgave myself, forgave everyone that was in my journey, and started being grateful, I realized that if I didn't go through all of this,
kwavuya funerals ba understand ukuthi ke into yokugcina oyidingayo when you are grieving is a burden of a costly burial. That is why ke for 16 years kade ke bathenjwe imndeni emningi to provide a dignified send off without breaking the bank. Thola ke peace of mind ungokwazi ukuthi ke othandweyo wakho will receive a dignified send off abayideservayo konke lokhu ngenxa yakho. Ama packages wabo ke ahlukahlukene, they are affordable and available on their website. Ungabafonela ku 011-936-8421, that's 081-771-1883. Ngakhetha ke package ehambisana ke nezidingo zakho, kanjalo ke nephakethe lakho.
They took everything from me, my father, my guiding light, but they won't get away with it. Every night I hear his voice urging me to seek justice, and I won't rest until I avenge him. They thought they could silence me, but they forgot one thing. A daughter's love knows no bounds.
Revenge is the agenda in the new Showmax original series, Mbini. Now on Showmax. Sign up at showmax.com.
Are you in need of cash or relocating? Do you want to sell your house quickly? Mamela ke, your number one real estate of choice. Soweto home buyers can do that with ease, like now. The house can be in any condition. Soweto home buyers buy from insolvent properties, distressed properties, deceased estates, properties facing repossession. Remember, a cash offer is made within 48 hours of viewing that property. Don't waste time. Call 073-576-6271 or email info at sowetohomebuyers.co.za to sell. They are situated at number 12261 Steve Hame Street, Dobsonville Extension 2, opposite Dobsonville Cemetery. For more info, Soweto Home Buyers, number one real estate of choice.
Jomane presents the 9th edition of Party for Life, the Big Flag happening eMnandilithi at episode ngay 1 June 2024. Amagate ayavulwa ngo 12 emini, kanti theme is strictly all black. Featuring Jomane,
your lekker thing,
Pepper Junior, DJ Robbie D, DJ Sia, DJ Pro, DJ Hazer, DJ First Lady, Jabu Mamure, Shellington, Refilwe Motsei, DJ Touch Soul, Tabang Chilanati. Entrance is free. Uzweka kahle mahala. No cooler boxes allowed. Food and drinks will be sold at the venue. Kusazoba mnandi. Kusazoba lit. Emnandi lit with Njomama.
Alright, 14 minutes before the hour of 10. I need to be like, I wish we must actually write on that to let's see a couple of 10 and 8 of us. I'm sorry, I'm getting some sense. I'm going to say, this is so we talk with Lily again. And once again, I'm going to go to Sazana, Yako, Kotongane, and I'm going to get to again. No, Koko, Umpo, Badim. Miss Sakuluma, Gela. Alright. Siyayidlula le ephehlo yokuqala, sesingenile ephehlweni lesibili, siyaphothola sesinendumba esiyikhiyayo futhi manje siyayikhiya le ndumba ngoba manje sikwatile.
Yeah, sikwatile, and then it's back to my old life. Now I want to enjoy, sengifuna ukugruva, ngifuna ukuba yiloyo girl. But idlozi langiyeka until for a few months langiyeka.
Hey, I will enjoy man uthu ukhipha lento system
langa langihlambalaza in the middle of the people ngabuya.
What happened?
Ngabuya ngavuka idlozi gogo ebantwini
during the people.
Yes, any iphandla si fresh ngumajayivane and ngokhosela ngiwise ekhaya nginjalo ngihefuza amagebu iwiki seyibumile
abantu hamba nabo ba understand ukuthi kwenzakalani
no kwakunomuntu shem ngangiphilisana naye waye understand but naye washo ukuthi ngimtshelela ukuthi angahamba
so I that's when that day ma idlozi mangifika ekhaya cause nganga lalingafuna ukuhlehla lalitheli lizohlehla mangifika endlini ngabuya iqhopsi selingasekho ngihamba ngeenyawo mangiphaphama that's when like my mom was like girl
awuyeke le nto yenza
pick your struggles
yeah.
And yavula kanjalo indumba gogo. Well, that was when Mpua Badung was born, and we never look back.
And then, sisibuya ke manje usu Mpua Badung wo yasebenza manje.
Ugogo uNkomo yahlaba.
The first client.
Yeah.
Eyafika after lowo ngizoribiza ngani lento yakho yenzeka lapho ebumnandini bakho lapho usubuyile siya decide ukuthi actually let me take this serious. Your first client. How was the feeling kuwe usanayo lento ukuthi une show ukuthi uzokwenzani or usana lento ukuthi hey angazi what if ngiqamba mangi what if ngiyabheda what if
I was nervous because I remember that whole day I was literally on the phone ngingithetha nogobelo wami ngithi ene umuntu uyeza namhlanje so ngenzeni how am I supposed to behave and uzamile shem ukungeluleka but you know I was like you know what you can do this and this first client came in and I was nervous uthe ngena nje ngajuluka ngasha ikhwapha la juluka laba manzi ama here la ukuthi ngwakhiphe and now here my working instruments I don't know how to ask the axe because ngijayele pheshweni ukuthi phela ngiyenza into yami ngenza into yami and then but I that's when I had to now rely on my ancestors more than anything that's when literally the teachings of ubungoma really to me that day were like girl your ancestors are everything and listen to your ancestors because I had nobody that's when I realized that spirituality especially momntane dluzi it's about spiritual independence i-codependency yakho iba kugobela iba sekuthwaseni iba sesigodlini but once uhlala phansi and you realize ukuthi intwaso enkulu yile oba kuyo uma uphuma ephehlweni you look at your life differently and ngahlola shem ngahlola lo mama shem
wangibuza
wathi ngicharge imali ngathi anything because I'm still new
kanyisa noma yini ukukhanyisa
ndangibonga ngathi ngiyabonga athi uzobuya futhi ezogeza inini and then ever since then gog I never looked back
and that time I was supplements
no
okay
no I love water me I love water and I was like you know what I can do this but in thing nyanya nje inkuku I still can't eat chicken very well I think it comes with the practice once you slaughter those ones it's never the same so I never looked back from then my clients start coming in one after the other and kwakwabantu abebuya kude not people that I knew of you know and I started also working my YouTube channel started growing I started attracting international clients ngangise ngihlola abantu
online
mama I have a client yes in UK mama, I have a client yes in Germany you know and everything was just looking good. It was taking care of me. And I used to sit in Numbin and cry and be like, ish, but, you know, healing is a process. Although ngi righty, but there's still that part of myself.
Yeah,
and but everything else, niyang nagegela.
Yeah.
And funing sebenze. This is my 9-to-5. Yeah, I get it. Close. But, you know, give me. And I started embracing ubungoma bami and even though it comes with a backlash in our communities, sisathuka till today, you know, nginanani azingithasile, but ngisesomthakathi makwenzakala into lo ayimfunde like or reyakhe. You get used to that, but it's sad because people still suffer from sangomaphobia and they don't know how to handle it. They don't know abas understand. They take us like we're aliens, that we are born gifted. Isipho sama siqala ngina 16. I was gifted. My whole life. You know, it's just that as a person you go through spiritual awakening, spiritual growth, spiritual evocation, all of these things until to a point where by now you are reaching the point of calling. And once you reach that point of calling, then it's no turn. So
when I look back at lawyer Gogo or Abuyo Twasa as a groover I tried so hard to go back to my old life. I did not understand that the old me is
feel
gone.
A man.
Literally nginegamelisha udimphakaseko udimphophela beka yiphilela yena although ngayitshela ngathi into enyeke ningitshintsha yona the wigs and the nails I'm still that girl
and anything else
you can take from me but I realized that I had to let go of what made me then because I don't want to lie, as umntana odlozi, things fall apart for them to come together again. And as many times as we go through spiritual growth and transition, we go through that phase of shedding. You know, that shedding of layers. It's natural. Every now and then you have to shed. Every now and then. That's because we are spiritual people. Yeah. So I looked at that experience and I became stronger and grateful. Every time I go back, Magui anniversary, I look back, I'm like, I'm grateful because I doubt ukuthi if lebungoma abungifikanga la bungifika khona, mhlambe kube nje ngumuntu nje ophila ngazi impilo yapi. I have no direction and anything. Ngibakwatele, I should have been working, been a teacher somewhere. You guys, ngibakwatele vele, but ngabacala nje vacation eyodwa nje. That was Big Brother. And then got again back to settings again to show Guti I'm not of the world as much as how much I can try. Wamakosi angobele omunye umuntu.
Hey, and amakosi wona vele
angobele omunye umuntu.
Hey, and wona vele.
It is what it is, you know. I can try so hard because I was like to them, they were like to me, okay, you are crying to us of wanting this normalcy. Do you know what is normal? You can never be normal
because you're normal awufana normal wabanye abantu. So esigodlweni laphaya iziphi izinto esizenzayo esisebenza ngazo?
Gogo kuningi esebenza ngawo. I believe angikwenzi konke mina, but ngumntana osebenza. I'm a light worker.
Okay.
Ngisebenza ngokukhanya. Particularly ama client wama always say abantu abaconnecta nami spiritually. Angisumuntu ozuma starting ngithi siyachatha siyapeda. No. Umuze kimi, your ancestors are what they led you to me. And because they know that what I have
I
always say that because sometimes as abantu abalaphayo, we forget that when we go through life, whatever it is that we go through, we are collecting so that we become better healers. So every time and umuntu angena endlini I'm feeling ngathi ubona umngane wakhe akudala, hey mpho, like it's still my office this one. I am grateful at the growth because ngiyabona ekuqaleni ngisaqala ngangilapha umuntu uyazi inkingo oyibonayo ukuthi hayi le incane le nawe ungayilapha, but now you seeing the more you grow, the heavier complex the problems still, because now when you start carrying people's problems, I don't want to lie, akupheli kwa mental because you carry all your clients. Obabonayo, if you see 50 people a day, you must know ukuthi those problems are yours. That's why I tell abantu abaningi, they will tell you ukuthi why is angoma iphuza inini. We lack of a better word to express ourselves that we carrying too much. We carry people's problems because
you get into a space esinabantu about 10 about 20 already, you are feeling some type of way.
Empathy, Gogo.
Empathy
and you begin to walk their problems until balapheke only ukhululeka because your conviction is there, is their healing. So it's very deep. That's how I get to, the calling is not for everybody. Bantu bangayibiza noma bafaka amabhayi, but uma umuntu usuhlala naye phansi and you elaborate the sacrifices, the pros, the cons, umuntu realizes that no, mina ngiyaphapha nje. Maybe akusiyona le eyami because I do not want to lie.
Because
my gift
also
is not for me.
Sorry, because also it's not like wonke umuntu kufanele uthrust. Sometimes khona izinto zasekhaya ezamacala okufanele uzilungise nje bese kuyadlula.
But for me, Gogo, I that you know, that statement is broad and I look at it with a lot of eyes. I always say, if again asikho isangoma, you hear me? Asikho isangoma, then uhamba uyohlola, but uyisangoma. Isikhwama leso sithathaphi?
Sizophuma phi?
Yes, because isikhwama is always a passing down of something to somebody to somebody. So if when uzoqala namhlanje uhamba uyoliphuza liphalaza, uzofaka inkinga ekhaya. There's a reason why kuna that line of ukuthi siyaliphuza siyaliphaza, because you are taking on the baton. So abantu, that's why I get it. Our spiritual knowledge is one-sided. Mm. We don't want to be open-minded. Yeah. Look, I understand, Aguti, the gifts are vast. But abantu, they found themselves in ubungoma because of a lack of better explanation. Aguti, no, ekhaya, this and that. If but how koko bega isangoma uthathe ngesonto, then ugoga kesoni sangoma. Because you need to go through the rites of passage. Yeah. And if you didn't go through the rites of passage, then you will follow the route that Ukoko gives you.
Goba, Ukoko, maibambe ngo prophet. Uzoibamba ngo prophet.
And all of these things, to be just frank. Mm. Prophet, all of these other things, esisingayibala, medium, what. We are the same person, just wearing different uniforms.
That's true.
So we should not make other look better than the other. It's just our ways of doing things. Yeah. Because uzongitshela ngomprofit nami ngiyahlala nekhandlela nami ngiyathanda
ngekhandlela leyaveza
indaba ngiza draw ikhandlela
ikhuluma
indaba. It's just ukuthi umuntu lona othwele amandla obukhosi basekhaya wanyathela kanjani. So akuwona umuntu obizelwa le ndlela yokuliphuza. Yabona le kuliphuza gogo kuneyinkinga. Abantu abanye bahamba baliphuza impilo zabo zimosheke.
Kube worse. Yeah, kube worse. Isikhathi sethu sesiphelile. Ngicela uvalelise umndeni weJozi FM Mpho and then ubatshele ukuthi utholakala kanjani ey'nkundleni zokuxhumana. You spoke about your YouTube channel.
Okay. Ngiyabonga. First of all, Gogo, thank you so much for having me. What a beautiful space. I think have me often. Okay. I would love to be here, you know. Ngingathanda.
Manje sengiyazi ukuthi ngizokusebenzisa.
Yeah. Please, I would love. I think, you know what, we don't have such spaces as often as being Africa Month, being to celebrate Ancestors Day. Yes. This is just a wonderful, and I'm grateful for this experience as well. And to Jozi FM listeners and to my subscribers as well, they are watching me on YouTube.
All right.
I am Paul Badim with the advocate of Idlozi, Ugogo, Unkomuya Hlaba, Inkosazana, Unobuhle. And you can catch me on not all social media platforms. Yeah. I'm active on Instagram at Paul Badim and the verified account, and on my YouTube channel. That's where you're going to find me teaching on all things spirituality. Ngiyatholakala ke endumbeni. You want to go. But anything outside of that, I'm a 2K angithanda angibiza uGogo Bedi. But thank you so much for tuning in. Today was very insightful. I hope you learned from my story. And if you're sitting at home feeling stuck because of amadlozi, go back, Gogo, and reflect. Were you called or were you misdiagnosed?
Have a beautiful evening. Thank you so much once again. Gogo Mpho wabadimo besihleli naye njengamanje. Ngiyakushiya ke kodwa ngikushiya kodwa ngikushiya ezandleni esifudumele. My brother, Fan Masango, brother to the night. Uzobe hleli nawe. Mina nawe sohlangana ke tomorrow, same time, 8 PM. Injobo enhle ithungelwe bandla.
Half a million voices, one frequency, Jozi FM. More.